Yes, sir. May I help you?
Scott, it's me.
Oh, it's you, Don.
Yeah, I work here with you in the store, huh?
That's right.
Just because I step out for a moment and come back in, you don't have to greet me like that. But I do appreciate the hospitality that you bring to the TRN store.
Well, we aim to please.
And by the looks of it, a lot of people are happy because we've moved a lot of hats, a lot of hoodies, a lot of shirts, a lot of sleeves, and buffs.
We're still getting some stocking stuff for people buying the PEK decals and temporary tattoos.
So go to the Trail Runner Nation store and shop.
Moss.
This episode brought to you by 33 Shake. And we have the two founders of 33 Shake here. One has an English accent. One has an Italian accent. That's for you to decipher. And 33 Shake, well, it speaks all languages. Warren Pohl, Erica Pohl, tell us about 33 Shakes and what's next.
So 33 Shake, for anyone who has been living under a rock recently, is the world's greatest endurance nutrition company that we founded a few years ago because we were sick of all the nutrition out there that just was not working for us in our own racing and training. And we are really excited to be partnering with the iconic, the legendary, the phenomenal Coca-Pelli-wearing Trail Runner Nation for our first major promo. And it is a triple whammy. First, we've got a discount code, and the code is TRN33. This will get Trail Runner Nation listeners 10% off all sports nutrition in store at 33shake.com. That is 33shake.com.
Second, Nation, stay tuned to win our groundbreaking 33 Shake Chi Energy Gels.
Now, these energy gels, we developed and perfected them on Europe's toughest ultras, and they are 100% natural, taste awesome, and deliver pure, stable energy with zero stomach trouble for as long as you want to go.
They're amazing. And three winners every show will be selected for the best entries of our photo competition to win $30 worth of Chia Energy Gels each.
Absolutely. She said it. She said photo competition. All you got to do to enter, post your best trail run photos, whether it's action, views, selfies, bloopers, anything you like. Post them up to Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook with the hashtags Fueled by 33 Shake and Inspired by TRN.
We are a nation of overachievers. What if someone wanted to go a little bit above and beyond the photo competition and upload a video? Would that also qualify?
You guys are so ahead in the technology over there. How would anyone ever carry a camera on a run?
Well, we call them moving pictures is what we do, and some of them actually have the audio accompanies them. But since you brought that up, Scott, I'm almost envisioning, and we're kind of making this up on the fly, a video contest winner and a photo contest winner. Is that something that could happen? I guess not. Okay.
That's a great idea.
So let's run that back and take that out.
No, I really like that. But I thought that was a question to Scott, like a technical thing.
No. Scott would approve just about anything that sounds challenging and doesn't involve his effort. So,
I like that. And I have a question: Is this contest? Is there any geographical limitations to this contest? I mean, if someone is in Brazil and listening to the podcast,
anybody out there has the opportunity to enter this competition. Doesn't matter where you are. We've got no geographical restrictions. Even if the gels aren't available in your country, we will get your prize to you.
And you get 10 gel packs?
10 of them. Each winner gets 10.
Awesome. And how will you announce the winner? How will we know?
Well, I think the best way to announce the winners is to bring them out on the show. Not actually probably in person, but announce on every show. Three winners. Here they are. These are our best pictures. And we'll also be able to see them on online and on social media through your website, our website. So that is the full gamut for the photo competition. But you're in a lottery here, right? And there's not just three prizes in a lottery. There's more. So even though our favorite three photos, bloopers, videos, every show are going to win the gels, what's going to happen next with the shakes, Erica?
So everyone who posts their hashtag photo, video on social media, goes into this grand lottery to be the first people in America to experience our phenomenal pre- and post-workout shakes.
That's it. So if you've entered the photo competition, you are already in the lottery to be the first people in America to get our pre- and post-workout shakes. And these we make with 33 individual superfoods, all tailored to deliver on every aspect of extreme endurance performance. They are pure, natural, endurance power in nutritional form. Game-changing, frankly. Use them before big sessions and races for perfect preparation. Use after sessions as the ultimate in recovery. And for big races, stash them in a drop bag for the finest mid-race pick-me-up.
So when does this start? And tell me, how do we submit these photos?
If you are listening to this promo, then it is go, go, go. Entries are live. And you enter simply by posting up your trail running photos or videos, whatever they may be. Send them up to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And the most important bit, don't forget the two hashtags. The first one is fueled by 33 Shake. The second one is inspired by TRN. Those mean we can find your entry. Each week on Trail Runner Nation, three winners will be drawn to win 10 Chia energy gels. And then everyone in that competition goes through to the grand lottery to be the first people in America to receive our pre- and post-workout shakes the minute they launch.
And I would say, like most lotteries, there is a greater chance of you winning that lottery if you put many entries into it. And we've put any limitations. Somebody could put 10 videos and 10 photos on and have a greater chance of winning the lottery. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You put in as many entries as you like, as many as you want to. And on top of that, don't feel that you need to suddenly be the world's greatest photographer. We are not going to be judging these on artistic merit or, you know, anything like that. We are judging them on vibe, on trail running love. So really, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be the most stunningly composed, amazing running photo ever, or it can just be a ridiculous face of your friend face down in a bog. Whatever you like, get it out there and share it with us.
Most importantly, go to 33shake.com and get some of the energy gels, because you need to know how they work, how they taste, so that you can be inspired to make a good photo or video. So go to 33shake.com.
Ladies and gentlemen of the wide, worldwide ultra running community, you are listening to nothing less than the greatest Trail Running Nation podcast on earth. It is the Trail Runner Nation podcast.
The problem with the message above is that it flies in the face of what we know to be true.
We'll Candace, we are such idiots. you have no idea.
No, I've listened to your podcast for many years, and it's yeah.
Come on, Frank.
Yeah. I do own my own bar. every Friday morning on I Run Far, we open up and open up the taps.
You're recording this, aren't you, Freeman?
All right, is everybody ready? Does anybody have any questions?
Yes.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's part of the fun. You don't need to know.
We have two veterans, and by that I mean Warren is slightly a veteran because I don't think he really caught on even at the end of the last game. So I'm going to say that right now Warren qualifies about where Ashley and Donna qualify of never playing before. So we have three rookies and one veteran.
All you need to know is just follow the directions.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We need to introduce our people that are playing, right?
Should we play the theme song?
Okay. For those of you that caught last year's edition, this is an annual game show. It's the TRN edition of the $10,000 pyramid.
$100,000 pyramid, Don.
It's going up, and we're calling it the 100,000-mile pyramid, where we take trail running topics and we try to toss them around and have some fun with it.
And last year, we have two returning champions from last year. Actually, I don't even know who won last year. Do you remember who won?
The team with the most points.
Okay.
Clearly won.
Andy Jones-Wilkins is returning. He is owner of the Tap Room. He's our favorite headmaster and, of course, the East Coast executive producer of TRN.
Welcome back, Andy Jones-Wilkins.
Great to be here, guys.
And wearing reindeer antlers, I should note.
We've teamed him up with our theme of East Coast versus Great Britain. It's the reenactment, if you will, of the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, it's the revolution, the second revolution.
So the second
revolution. We're going to win, so that's good.
So Ashley Walsh, I'm sure we are all familiar with her. She's returning on the podcast again. She has many appearances. Ash runs 100s. She's all over Twitter, Instagram, and now
Facebook.
Return to Facebook.
Oh, return.
Welcome from her home state of Georgia. This is Ashley Walsh. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, guys.
Thank Do you have any idea what we're doing?
No.
Okay. Exactly
we should preface the audience to know we've been setting this thing up for months.
Yes.
And we've said, don't worry, we'll send you some instructions or some updates of what's going to happen. And we never did.
No. That would be unlike us to have that kind of preparation. On the other team, we have Warren Pohl, who is a founder of 33 Shake, the great chia energy gel that's compact, that's light to carry. Just add water. 10 minutes later, you have the fuel that you need to finish the race.
And 33, soon to be
33 Shake over here in the States, at least. He's bringing it out. Thank you very much, Warren Pohl, for rejoining us here on the Game Show Edition at Trail Runner Nation.
Thank you very much. Very honored and delighted to be here. And I don't think it's not true that you haven't sent us instructions, because two of the people who are playing got an SMS 5 minutes ago of a man breaking into Don's car. So you've given us a lot to work with here today.
Well, that's all you need, really. And Donna, help me say your last name properly. Scott,
Donna Nicarda.
Donna Nicarda.
Is that right?
Yes, Donna Nicarda.
Nicarda, yeah. We'll call her Donna.
Nicarda's fine. Nicarda's fine.
Donna, we met Donna this last fall up at the Tahoe 200. She had heard about this race and decided that she wanted to see a little bit about it. So she flew over from Great Britain to volunteer at the Tahoe 200, and she is now entered into the Tahoe 200. We'll see her up there running around the lake.
And that's what happens when you go long and you show up to a race. It somehow bites you. You get the bug and you want to do it. So welcome to all. Let's get started, shall we? We have six pyramids to unpack. Each one of these topics will be selected by one of the contestants. We'll start with, as we should, since we were losers first. I recall playing some ping pong that if you lost the game, you're the first to serve the next round. So Great Britain, really, since we beat them in that Revolutionary War, let's let them go first.
We need to come up with the topics. This is this $100,000 pyramid. It has six topics.
Mm-hmm.
And the way this thing works is you will pick one of these topics. We will expound on what the topic is, and you will have 40 seconds. Unless we decide we need more, 40 seconds to describe things that are related to this topic. You can use whatever hand gestures or verbal cues as long as you don't use the words.
Interesting twist, Scott. I'm glad that you shared that with us.
Did you not know that?
No, that's good.
We're making up the rules as we go.
Well, I'm just learning as we go.
So the topics you all should have with you, starting at the top, we have Butter Me Up. We have That's BS, Did Not Finish, Deal Breaker, In the Bag, and Take That Off.
Interesting.
Warren, I think, will go after that one, I think.
So starting first, I believe, is the team from Great Britain. That'll be Warren and Donna. Warren, since you played last year, let's let you give the clues. Donna, you will be guessing what the words are he's trying to describe.
Which topic would you like to go for, Warren?
Well, I think let's go for Butter Me Up, because that sounds terrifying.
I need to send
Thanks,
you
Warren.
The...
and probably highly inappropriate as well. So what better place to start? If people are going to, like, get offended and leave, then they should probably get it over with quickly.
Okay, so Warren, you should have on your phone, I just texted you, the seven answers that you're going to try to have Donna say. Do you have those?
I do, yes.
This round is sponsored by Squirrel's Nut Butter, and they are by far the supreme anti-chafe technology that's out there.
You know, I just gave some to my son to put on his chapped lips, and he loves it. Huh. It's curing his chapped lips.
Did you use that in other spots before you gave it to him?
I did not.
Yeah, so it was a
virgin, fresh tube.
It was a virgin tube. Okay.
Well, the best thing about that stuff too is you can use it for some chafing and then have a little snack out.
Okay, so Scott, you're gonna run the board.
So what this is Warren, you are gonna describe for Donna these areas of the body that are most likely to chafe.
And I've got 40 seconds to do. You need all a timer, right?
Yeah, I'll run the timer, and this is going to be a generous timer. We're going to go for a full minute, okay, Scott? I just feel that's probably
you think the warrant's going to need a minute.
Well, there's the whole accent.
Oh, and so you will hear, if you get a correct answer, you will hear. Oh, let me turn the volume up so you can hear that.
Nothing you'll like hear. A little pre-show prep. Good.
And if it's wrong, you'll hear a. And when time's up, there we go. See how advanced we are over at TRN?
and are you ready, your team?
Ready. You ready, Donna?
Yep.
And you're off. 1 minute.
Okay, so this is places that you would be looking to reduce chafing with the use of butter, maybe squirrel's nut butter. First of all, we're going to go.
Armpit.
We're going to go.
That's
the right area, but another way of describing where I'm putting my hand.
You got it right.
You got it right.
Okay. Then we're going to go, well, it's like it's about there, really. There you go. Kind of in here.
Inner thigh?
Do we get that? There we go. Yeah. Okay, keep them coming. Keep them coming. Now, I'm going to save number three.
Why don't you use some more words? Since this is a podcast, an audio podcast, let's try using more words.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Queen's language.
We are going to measure our how quickly our heart is going. We're going to need to put something on our chest.
A heart rate monitor?
Ding. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. And then on the chest has two little points that protrude. What would you call those? Okay, yeah, and then on your back, you're going to have something on, and you're going to be carrying it, and it might chafe. What would that be called?
Rucksack.
That's good.
Backpack.
Going to give it to us. Now, men are only going to have to worry about this one. It's down below. There's two of them, and squirrels like them.
Hey, you skipped number three.
No, number three I'm coming to last. It's just behind those last two that we were talking about, and men and women have them both, and it's kind of like a valley that really can get painful.
Butt crack.
Perfect. Okay.
Nice job. Nice job.
Crack on TRN.
Oh, we could say anything on this. Now, I'm going to swap the rules up a little bit.
Okay.
We're just going to add up the time that it takes, though, because we were at 37 seconds, and he was on number two. Now, I did pause during that time that we gave you further instructions to try to use words in this word game, Warren. I paused the timer, okay? You'll have to trust me on that. Scott, if you would please write down a minute 32.
Okay.
All right. Now, we're going to move it on over to Team Andy and Ashley, the two A's, double A. Who would like
it. Beast Coast.
The East Coast. Beast Coast.
Beast Coast.
Let's have Andy go first since you're a veteran. Yes, ma'am.
I can't see Andy.
Well, when he starts talking, you'll see him.
No, I can't see his picture at all.
You can't?
Andy, talk.
You can't see me? Right here, I'm waving.
Can't see it.
No?
Well, there's a slight disadvantage for your team, but that's...
you know what? Can the other guys see me?
I can see you.
Yep,
yeah,
can see
you.
So, Ashley, just like it. Just...
One second, sorry. Go away.
I think we've been hacked by the British.
nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. There's no spy catcher involved here.
AJW, which on the pyramid would you like to dig
into?
Am I
doing the clues first?
Yes, since you're a veteran.
Oh, I'm going with in the bag. In the bag.
In the bag. Which one is that?
So send them over in the bag.
In the bag.
And I will share with you what that is. In the bag are items that you would not want to be without if you were on a trail run. If you were at a race, you have a drop bag. What might it be in the bag?
So these are, Ashley, these are items that you will have in a drop bag.
Must have for race.
I still can't see Andy. Is that okay?
Oh, it's going to be okay with Warren and Donna. Yes.
Sure.
can you hear me okay, Ashley?
I can hear you.
All right.
Okay, hang on. I need to get ready here. Okay.
These are seven items that you would have in a drop bag. Okay. And you want to have it a race.
Okay. All right. Are you ready with the timer, Don?
Oh, ready? Yes, I forgot my responsibility.
All right, and ready?
Go. Okay.
These are things you put on your feet.
Shoes?
Yep. When it gets cold or rainy, you put this on.
Jacket?
Yep. When your mouth gets all skanky, sometimes because of gels and all, you can take one of these and swish it around in your mouth and wash the, what'd you say?
Mouthwash?
No, you use it to wash the things that are in your mouth. For most people they're white, but some people they're more yellow.
your teeth? What?
Yeah, yeah. So what do you use to clean those things?
Oh, your toothbrush, like the little.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Good. If you have a little child at home, you use these to wash off their butt.
Whites.
Yeah. Okay. Good. The old people drink this because they can't get. Yeah. Got it. Good. You put this above your eyes to give you light. You strap it around. Uh-huh. Okay. And sometimes you might want to put this into your drop bag to give you a reminder of people at home or something that's exciting that will help comfort you when you're not feeling so great toward the end of an old picture. Yeah.
Time.
Boom. Oh, Beast Coast killed it.
Wow. What was our time?
A minute 25.
Oh,
you know what? It's pretty tight.
Squeaking it out. Squeaking
no
it
video.
Out.
No video.
Without video. Okay. So let's take.
I think that's obviously an advantage.
Okay,
faster
Donna.
Connection.
I didn't think it was an advantage when you stood up and stroked your inner thighs, Warren.
it was good. It was good for
that,
me.
Really, didn't you?
We're hoping the video got captured there.
Okay. So, Donna, it's your turn. We have left, did not finish. Take that off. Deal breaker. That's BS.
That's BS, please.
Send over that's BS to Donna, if you would. Scott Orr?
Which one is that?
That's BS.
Hang on.
That's BS. Describe for your partner aid station information that is historically bogus or rubbish. And I send over the translation to bogus for you. So we all know that as you cruise through an aid station, you have to be a little bit suspect of the intel that comes at you. Would you guys agree or disagree with that?
Oh, yeah.
You never know the experience they have with the course or what they're going to tell you or whether they just secretly want to try to, I don't know, sabotage you, because that's what it sometimes...
I don't think they're doing it on purpose.
Not on purpose.
They all have good intentions, but sometimes none of them... some of those aid station workers have never seen the trail.
That's true.
Or even been on a trail.
So we take this, and it's sponsored by Tailwind Nutrition, a great partner of ours. We want to give that out to a gift to the nation. I don't know what I'm saying. I should probably...
That's one of the things that you would find at an aid station. That is not one of the answers.
That is what I was trying to say.
Okay. Hey, wait a second. Who sponsored the drop bag one?
Drop bag was sponsored by, as I come up through here...
Harry's.
Harry's Razors. That's right.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Because it's always good to shave your face or your legs in the middle of a race.
And you'll learn about that in this 200-mile event coming up. You'll probably need a shave, AJW.
It'll prevent chafage. All right. So, Donna, do you have the answers?
I do. Do we need the whole phrase or just...
No, it's just close.
As close as you can get.
And Scott ultimately is the judge on this. And so
I have the beeper.
And I have the timer. Are we ready?
So are these things in an aid station or things people tell you or information that you find in the aid station?
I'm gonna reread this.
People are going to tell you.
Okay, got it.
Describe for your partner aid station information that is historically bogus or rubbish. Ready? Begin.
Yep. Okay, so when they tell you that it's going to be really easy, it's going to be...
You're nearly there. It's all downhill. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. When you ask how far away...
Oh, you're nearly there. 5 minutes. It's a mile.
for the following.
Wait, how far to the next checkpoint? The next checkpoint is just over the hill.
You already got that one.
Is that okay?
Number three.
When you ask, is it going to get dark?
No, it never gets dark here.
should I bring a head torch?
Do I need a torch?
Yeah.
You don't need your torch. No, carry on.
Yeah, that's fine. And when you ask them, how do I look? What do they say?
You look great. Keep it up.
When you ask how tough the course is, am I going to run? Am I going to walk a lot? And they say,
no, it's really easy. It's virtually flat.
That's good.
Yeah. And you'll know this from the LDWA. Is it if you're trying to find your way and the...
the navigation. You don't need to navigate. It's easy. Course is marked.
Yes. when I show them the bottom of my feet and I say they're really, really hurting and they say...
There's nothing there. Your feet are fine.
Nice time.
A minute 35. Wow, that's pretty consistent.
That was pretty good.
That was a tough one. That was a real tough one.
They weren't easy, but they were up to it. So we'll have to do some math right now, but it's looking close. We'll add up after this next round to get our exact score. I believe that, Ashley, you are going to select from what's remaining. And that is Deal Breaker, Take It Off, and Did Not Finish.
I'm going to go with Did Not Finish.
Did Not Finish.
I'm familiar with that category.
Did Not Finish. And no official sponsor, just the image we have here is a person face down on the ground, very much a trail runner, and couldn't resist putting that one up. Do Not Finish. Describe for your partner reasons runners use to explain a DNF. So we all rationalize. We all have a little something. And when you're out there, if there's going to be a DNF, you're kind of going through a few stories in your head. You go through, well, if I say this, how will that play out? Or is it even true? Am I fooling myself? So I'm sure we've all tried to come up with a little something. Even though we finished the race, we may have at least negotiated with ourselves. So these may be some reasons that have gone through some people's heads or actually excuses they've used. Does that make sense?
That was a great explanation, Don.
I put this because I've wanted a DNF a few times.
We wanted to make sure Ashley got the answers. You have the answers, Ashley?
Yeah. Let me look over them for just a second.
Okay, and time.
Okay. Can I use, like, one of the words? No words at all?
You just run it out there. We'll decide whether you should or not.
We'll decide. if you say a word, you'll get one of those.
Okay. Are you ready? And if she says a word...
And remember, Ashley, I can see you. I can see you too. So if you need to use hand signals, go ahead. Because we know Warren did that.
Okay. And leg signals.
And
leg signals. Yeah.
And we're off.
All right. The flagging was all off.
Oh, I got lost.
Yep. Okay. I was just gonna sandbag that effort.
It was just a practice race anyway. It was just a
nice
team run.
Good.
I didn't have enough tailwind with me.
I got dehydrated. I started puking. I lost my stomach. I just ran. Okay.
That's it, right? All right. The last few weeks I've been kind of under the weather.
The old ultra flu. We got the ultra flu.
Yeah. Make that less specific. Okay, so I came into this race a little bit too hard. Didn't tone down my training.
Oh, I didn't taper. I should have tapered more.
All right. The website said that there was going to be more time to reach a certain aid station.
I missed the cutoffs. Those jerks at the aid station cut me off before.
I started out like just came out of there like a horse out of the gate.
Started out way too fast. Started out way too fast.
That was good.
Very good. A minute 17. Ooh. Strong. Even
How
with.
That?
All okay. right. So, according to my fuzzy math, East Coast is ahead.
Yes. East Coast.
By about 20 seconds or so, I would say.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Since it's fuzzy.
Wow, it's pretty close.
Now, whose turn is it? I'm losing track a little bit.
This is Warren is giving.
Warren is giving?
So, Warren, you have two topics, deal breaker or take that off.
I got to go and take that off.
Take that off. All right. Let me.
I really wanted that one.
Maybe you don't. We have no idea what's coming next.
we saw what Warren was committed to on the first topic. He may.
Yeah. And speaking of him rubbing his inner thigh like that, is there a way we could loop that on some type of Twitter loop or something? I think that would get some repeats, some retweets.
So take it off. Describe, Warren, for Donna, things that you typically see on a trail runner on trail runners that you don't see on road runners. Things that you see on trail runners that you do not see on road runners.
And this is sponsored by the Trail Runner Nation store. We're awfully proud of that new store, Scott, and all the paraphernalia, the Aftershocks titanium earphones that are in there,
the sleeves, the buffs, the hat. We have two people wearing our hats right now.
That's
on
nice.
This. All right. So do you understand what you're receiving here, Donna? Oh,
yeah.
Did I send it to you? Yeah, I sent it to you. You have the answers there, Warren?
I have them here, yes.
Okay. Timer ready? You're the timer.
Oh, I'm the timer? when did that change?
All right.
Are we ready? Go.
Okay, Donna, so these are items that differentiate ultra runners from other runners. So something you're going to wear on your head. Axl Rose loved wearing these things as headgear.
Buff.
Yeah. Montana? Yeah, we got it. Well done. Brilliant. Things that you carry. You're doing UTMB. People say, should I take or not?
Bulls.
Yes. Then you're going to put these on your shoes to stop the dirt getting in.
Gators.
You're going to carry this to get water out of on your back. And you're going to be covered in this stuff after a day on the trail. Roadrunners are really clean. You're covered in. You're going to need something because you've got to navigate. You've got to look at this thing and it tells you where to go. Mm-hmm. And the last thing, that water in that river is disgusting. I need something to clean it with.
He said water.
I said one of the words.
He said water. But keep guessing.
Water.
Keep guessing.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Okay, so
let me restart your timer.
Your water. I've said it already. You've got to clean your water. What do you need?
The tablets.
No, you're going to put it through.
That's good enough. Some people use tablets. Some people use a filter. We'll give you that one.
Very, very generous on Scott. I would not have given that to you at all. A minute six. Okay.
Oh, let me write that down. Hang on.
So let's do some real math here. Scott.
Whoa, that was fast. That was fast.
It
so
was
we're going to have...
Yeah, but look at the errors in there.
We got deal breaker, Ashley.
Yep. And who's giving? Is this...
I am.
HAW's
okay, we'll send it over to you.
This is the handicap one because I can't see.
Yeah.
That's all right. You guys are doing just fine. Scott, why don't you... let me do some of the math here. Give me the times. I'll add them up if you like.
132.
132.
135.
135.
And 106.
And 106. That's a total of 373 for that team. Which team was that?
That was Great Britain.
Great Britain is coming in with 373, and that was...
Well, that would actually... Then that would be 413.
That was very impressive, AJW.
Yeah.
We'll let AJW add up the time.
Thought I'd put you out. I am a school guy.
I guess. And math is the class.
And for the Beast Coast, we on the first two rounds, you have a 125 and 117, which is
242. Was that right, Andy? Was my iPhone right, Andy?
Yeah. Okay,
right.
Sorry, I was such a dick.
No, that's all right.
Okay, so deal breaker. Andy, you have the answers in front of you?
Well, I don't know what the category is.
Describe.
I know it's deal breaker.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you. Deal breaker is describe for your partner essential equipment you must have for race day. These are things that you must have for race day.
The type of thing that if you didn't show up, you'd say, you know what, this is going to be a tough day. I really needed that,
or I'm going home.
You never give up that way. Sponsored by the PEK because truly, that performance enhancing Cocopelli is a true deal breaker if you don't show up with that guy.
You can show up without shoes and still run the race, but you cannot run it without a PEK temporary tattoo.
That's right. I think everybody has everybody on the panel experienced the PEK and just seen the magnificent performance differential between running with and without one. We'll just leave it. We'll just leave it there.
I'd be interested if any of our contestants is actually wearing one today to help enhance their performance.
Oh, check the.
Well, this is where the speed came from in that last round. I found this, and then it fell off the table when I said water. So that was the PEK all the way through.
That explains everything.
Well, it was the PEK. It fell off the table. I was without it. I made a mistake.
And Warren, I think one of your words was map. And behind you is a map of the United States. I'm really surprised you didn't point behind you.
I've got to use words. This is a podcast, Don. People wouldn't understand actions or pictures. You of all people should know that.
You should have thought of that when you were rubbing your thighs. All right. Are we ready?
I don't think he was thinking of anything when he was rubbing.
That explains why his eyes went to the back of his head. Okay. Are we ready?
All right. This is
Look at Ashley. She's like, I think this is the last time I'm ever coming on this podcast.
I just hope she remains for the entire show.
I think we're offending her southern sensibility.
No, I'm good.
All right. Describe for your partner essential equipment you must have for race day, i.e. Okay. Deal breaker.
You ready, timer?
No, because this thing goes to sleep, and I'm waking it back up, excited to give you the message to go.
You put water in these.
Hydration pack, water bottle.
You wear this around your wrist.
Watch, Garmin.
You put these on your feet over your socks.
Gaiters.
No, they're the things that hit the ground. Hoka makes them. You put all your extra supplies in these things, and you pick them up at aid stations. You keep track of time using these things from like one aid station to another. That is your
what?
Splits, right? Yeah. This is, squirrel's nut butter is an example of this.
Lube.
And you put these into your ears to listen to Trail Runner Nation.
Headphones.
Boom. Boom.
Wow, 47 seconds. That was good. Ooh. Maybe too easy. Deal breaker looks to be
that was a PR for us.
That was a PR and low hanging fruit. Yes.
I think we had a PR right there.
Now, while Scott's doing some addition to find out who's in our final round, let me explain to you exactly what this next round is about. In this next round, you can only give one-word clues. And we have, in this pyramid, we have six categories. One person will give to their whoever they're playing with. What was that called? A partner. Yeah. A partner. And so we're going to find out which team is going to be playing for the big money. And
it's definitely the Beast Coast.
The Beast Coast?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what the differential is here.
Don't tell the numbers to Andy because he'll just spit it right out. He'll embarrass us once again in his mathematical skills.
We'll say it was almost 30 seconds, 43 seconds. 43-second advantage.
Well, we'd like to thank our Great Britain, our United Kingdom participants for bringing in the good cheer and their sportsmanship for playing this game and making a lot of laughs and having some fun. But you guys can now be part of the peanut gallery. You're allowed to make any comments that you'd like to harass the other team. We're not going to put a timer on this. We're going to.
Making up rules, right?
Yeah, because we want them to guess all of them.
Okay.
So we're just going to watch and see how it plays out. If it's under 3 minutes, we'll send you something from the TRN store. How's that?
Okay.
Because I don't think they'll get it in under three. All right. Single words only.
Wait, who's starting?
Oh.
You are asking a question.
So it's going to be AJW and Ashley. Who wants to give? Who wants to receive?
Are they the same categories?
No. We're going to send that to whoever the giver is.
Let's have Ashley give first. Do you want to give first, Ashley?
There's only one direction. She will give the entire way.
Oh, okay. Hang on then. You are a better guesser than me, I think.
Okay, let's swap.
I'll give Ashley receive. How about that?
That sounds good.
Okay. Okay.
So sending off to AJW through the interwebs.
I'm working on it.
And stick with it until you get it. You can always come back, AJW, okay? And these are single word clues only.
And I just have to guess.
Guess what the category is. So if it was, for instance, if it was things on an aid station table. Oh, wait, that is one of them. Funny I thought of that. if it was things trail runners wear, you might say shorts, shirt, Garmin watch, and all of a sudden it'll come to you, oh, those are things trail runners wear.
So you're guessing what category all of these words belong to. What do these things have in
common?
But
wait, I can only say one word, or
yes, yes. You can only say one word things,
and you cannot use your hands. In this.
But can I say? I'm trying to think of something here.
How about if it was
hydration pack?
100-mile races. 100-mile races.
It is a category, Scott. That's why you thought of it.
We're killing this.
So if it was that, though, I could say the name of one single 100-mile race.
You could say one, and then she would guess, and you could say, you could continue to say words.
I hope we edit this thing.
I think that means you can say multiple one-word clues.
Yes,
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
Thank you for the Queen's English there, Warren.
Yeah, because we were just about to flip it over to the other team and let them play it out. Hey, now, one of those categories all right, let's just play.
Should we give him an example?
No, I think he's got it.
You got it?
He played last year, remember? And I think he even won.
Oh, so. Okay.
He's ready to
Does
go.
Ashley get it? Do you know what you're doing, Ashley? You're going to be saying what all these things have in common.
Sure. I'll figure it out.
All right. Let's roll. And I'll get the timer started. Under 3 minutes, they get things from the TRN store. Are we ready?
Yep.
And go.
Hoka. Nike.
Shoes. Running shoes.
Okay. Plantar.
Injury.
Iliotibial.
Ooh.
Okay.
Crap.
States. Leadville.
100. 100 miles.
Pretzels.
Aid station food.
Heck.
In front. Behind.
Uh-oh. Pack. Runners,
moving, pass on that one for a second.
Okay.
Oh boy, this is tough. Go.
Start.
You can use multiple words here.
I can?
Yes, on this one.
Looking good. Keep going.
Encouragement?
Only a few miles to go. It's all downhill from here.
I mean, that's just like race talk, encouragement.
Volunteers? I can't even drive that far.
Supporters, crew,
you got this. Have you read Born to Run?
Newbie.
Do you know who Dean is?
these are new ultra runners.
Okay.
Of ultra running.
Okay, let's go back to the first one then. Can I do multiple words
for
that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. So would you like me to run behind you or in front of you?
Pacer.
Good. So now back to that last one. Okay. Looking good. Keep on going. Volunteer. You got this.
Volunteer aid station worker.
RD.
I see you laughing.
Andy, you can use your. I'm going to put pause for a second. And we're going to ask Donna and Warren if they perhaps know what he's talking about.
Do you guys? Is it things volunteers say? Or things.
I said volunteers. Hold that, on.
Yeah, you close. Very close. Close. Donna?
Things.
Things supporters say or your crew says.
And that was also said, but we're a bit more specific. So, AJW, you can use hands, gesture.
I can't see him.
If you need to. Oh, Andy, if you need to rub your thighs, it's worked in the past. Okay. So, you have 15 seconds, and what more can we say?
I will focus you back to a couple really, really good clues that he said. Yeah. One was, I don't even like to drive that far.
That is more perfect.
Things people say when they're like amazed by that you did a 100.
Bang, yay! You got it. Things people say to trail runners.
And that, all right.
Man, it started out.
I think we were trying to dive too much into it. So those two things people say ones are really hard with only one word.
Yeah. Well, that's why we stretched the rules out a little bit. All right.
It's just like a trail run or a trail race. You can change the rules. Sometimes you have to make adjustments as you're going.
Well, guys, that was a lot of fun. We did it last year. We did it this year. It's an end-of-the-year tradition here at TRN to have a game show. It's a lot of fun to do.
We hope that people that were listening to the podcast didn't go hoarse with laryngitis, laughing, or screaming the answers.
My hope is they didn't just turn it off.
So, hey, let's go round table real quick. What is your A race for 2017 for everyone? What is your A race? Let's start with the women. Donna Nicarta. One of those is right. Donna.
I've got a few European races coming up. I've got a secret challenge that if it comes off, I'm going to tell you all, you guys, about. But that's something here in Ireland. And if that happens, that's going to be pretty big. I did try for Western States, but I didn't get in the lottery. So I need to go and do another qualifier and try and get in next year. And then hopefully we're going to get over to Tahoe again.
Wonderful. Good. We'll see you out there. AJW.
Ashley, we can still stay with the women. We have a little bit of chivalry here.
All right. So I signed up for Never Summer 100. That is all I'm doing next year.
Is it true that every time you say that race, a siren goes off? What was that?
Yes.
It is just someone out here getting mugged or stealing Don's car.
So Ashley, tell us a little bit about that race. I don't know anything about it.
It's in like Colorado. That's all I really know. I saw pictures and I signed up. But
love
Daniel's
it.
Doing it, and it's his first ultra, my husband.
Oh,
and what? It's got a lot of vert. Like, I want to say like maybe like 20 to 30-ish.
His so first. What kind of spouse are you, Ashley, to bring him out to his first time ever and introduce him to that kind of vertical and challenge? Wow.
A good one.
Yes, you are.
My question is, are you going to stay with him the entire race, or is it every man for himself?
That's the plan, but, you know, he actually might leave me. I think he's fitter than I am. We'll see.
That'll be interesting. Good. We'll be following.
Warren, what's your A race for this year?
A race for 2017 is to get back into a good swing of things. So in June, I think it is late June, there is a very lumpy 60K in the Swiss Alps. And my aim is to run a good race there. And I think just to maybe try and knock off the way too cool at the beginning of the year, if we're in the States en route. If I can get to that, I'm moving back into a happy place.
Very, very good.
Nice. AJW, I have a sense what your A race is, but go ahead and tell the rest of the world.
Tahoe 200 in the second week there in September. And I'm just going into, uncharted territory there with a 200-mile run. So leading into it, I'm going to do the Georgia Death Race, which is a great event out here in the East Coast. And then that's on April 1st. And then the Bighorn 100 in Wyoming as a sort of tune-up, testing all my gear and so forth for Tahoe.
You're going to be using some trekking poles, aren't you there?
Yeah, I'm going to use trekking poles, that's for
sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, what about your race? What are you doing?
Boy, I was hoping you wouldn't put me on the spot.
Let's commit right now.
I'm headed for another 100, my second 100.
Nice.
I'm looking at RDL for next year.
That's a good one to do. It's close by and a lot of fun.
I recommend you do something other than Don's training plan for that.
Thanks, AJW. It worked for me.
I've seen some videos of his cross training techniques. I think I may try something different than his cross training techniques. Don, what about you?
I think I've got my eyes set on another one of Candace's 200s, which is Bigfoot. It's
Bigfoot.
Point to point. It's up north. I want to go give it a go. And it should be a lot of fun. I'll be working, crewing, or just helping out in some capacity at Tahoe. Yeah,
yeah.
I want to get up close and watch AJW maneuver and manipulate that course.
Well, I'm glad that you'll be there because I'll probably need some encouragement.
It may be we're not committing to anything, but we may have some our first TRN. Live podcasts out on the Tahoe 200 trail.
I really like how Scott comes up with stuff. I have no idea what he was going to say. I was like, my head's twisted like a young puppy. What is he talking? What did he commit to?
And he also just kicked me under the table.
Well,
I'm not sure the TRN listening public needs to see any more videos of me puking.
Well, we'd like to thank everybody. Ashley, thanks for coming back on. Donna, thank you so much. Warren, as always, 33 Shake is out there strong, and the business is growing, and we love watching it. And we have some surprises here at TRN coming up next year that with 33 Shake, so we're looking forward to that. AJW, East Coast Executive Producer, with a series of introspective podcasting here lately with mm-hmm. Flow and Tipping Point.
And we have a new one coming up.
Vulnerability coming up. Yeah. Really have enjoyed the tap room leaking its way into our space over here.
Thanks. And hey, Donna, really good to meet you. And one of these years you'll get into Western States, I promise. Just keep getting the qualifiers, and one of these days you'll get it.
Hey, and Donna, we've heard that there's a really experienced coach that is for hire for Western States training. All you need to do is buy him a case of beer. That's AJW works for beer.
So go out.
We pay you in Guinness?
I'll take Guinness, sure.
Hey, AJW, for the record, what won't you take?
Pabst?
O'Doul's.
One without alcohol. I love it.
Go out and run?
Moss.